A friend told me the story that once he invited one of his friends to Mass with him. This friend had never been in a Christian church before. So after Mass was over, he was intensely curious what her thoughts were. She said, "I have no idea what happened. The entire time I was horrified that you have this dead body hanging from a cross at the top of your church." So the entire time she was absolutely horrified by the symbols we have commonly in our church. Which begs the question, how often do we just dismiss these symbols that are around us and not see the gravity and the horror of what was experienced and really cultivate that in our lives? So today I want to lead you on a reflection of the cross, to grasp its gravity, to ponder deeply its depth, so that we may appreciate more fully what Jesus has done for us. The cross. The cross made of wood. Wood was God's creation. He made trees. Trees brought us shelter, they brought us shade, they purified the air, they gave fruit and food. Trees were meant to bring life. And out of the beauty and abundance of what God has given us, out of this wonderful source of creation that was meant to bring us life, we use it to make death. And therefore, the wood of the cross becomes a symbol of death. We've completely reversed what God had intended and made it something to kill life more than restore it. But even more than that, we can use wood in many different contexts. We can shape it, craft it, make it something beautiful. Statues, sculptures, edging on houses, something beautiful. This is the work of our hands, the creativity God has given us. And instead, the cross is rough hewn. Quickly cut wood, no thought put into it, no creativity, fast and easy so that it can be difficult, splintery, ugly, whatever you wish to call it. The cross is ugly. It is not a wonderful work of our creative power. It is not a gift from God himself. It is something we have turned into something ugly. And therefore, when we stare at the wood of the cross, when we see it before us, we should see its horror. That it has turned life into death, it has turned beauty into ugliness. And this is what we have created. But it's more than that. It's incredibly simple. It wasn't even meant to be something beautiful. It's meant to be something so horrible that whoever hung on it would feel the roughness and the pain of it as the splinters dig into their back, as the wood is scratchy against their skin. This is what they are supposed to feel. So it wasn't supposed to be pretty. It was supposed to be something hideous. This is the cross we celebrate. This is what we stare at. This is what we ponder. But the cross isn't what's most important. The most important thing is who hung on the cross. That's where things really take a different turn. The cross is only an instrument. It's a method to which they got their end, killing off hundreds of people, thousands of people, and making it clear you will be tortured if you go against the Roman government. This was an instrument of torture. And in so doing, the Lord of all life, the one who created the tree, the one who brought life into the world and established things in beauty, hung from it. And not in some glorious state, not in some wonderful way, but as Isaiah proclaims so boldly, they looked at him and were horrified. Nobody wanted to see into his appearance. Nobody wanted to look at him. The same thing remains for us, too. Do we want to look into his face? Do we want to look into the face of the crucified, see the blood-stained face, see the blood dripping from his side, see the wounds in his hands, feet, and side? See how the cross bore its weight into his skin, dug deeper into it, and led him to even greater agony. Do we want to see our Lord hanging in the most strange place possible? He is Lord of heaven and earth, and now he's suspended between both of them, kind of in no man's land, reminding us of the unnaturality of what had happened. Here he hangs, lifeless. Here he hangs unnaturally. Here he hangs, staring at all of us. This is what I've done for you. This is the cross. This is what we need to ponder, the mystery of our faith. We need to look into its depths. We need to look into the eyes of the crucified and let it cultivate in our lives. Feel what Jesus has done for us. Recognize the gravity of his suffering so that we may unite ourselves with him and know what he experienced, that it may become real. and not something of a future long or past long ago, but something that is now, something that brings us life. For although we took the tree and made an instrument of torture, the instrument of torture became an instrument of life. And although we turned something beautiful, made it ugly, the ugly has now become amazingly beautiful. Because God transforms all things back into his ways. Let us use this day to ponder deeply the mystery of Christ's death so that we understand his resurrection.